She's a diehard Hawkeye fan.
But she keeps moving closer and closer to Ames.
The pride of Elkhart.
Mal, the sports gal.
With Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star Winner 2.5.
Okay, Mal, let's back to the, let's talk about the Cyclones now. Of course, they were the loser in the Cy-Hawk game, but they're going on the road for the first time this season. They'll take on Akron tomorrow, and that's an 11 o'clock game, I think.
Yeah, it is. The Akron Zips.
Yeah.
The Zips.
Do you know how they got their name?
No, I didn't. I don't. How?
Well, I looked it up this morning. I just was curious. I thought it might have to do with, like, zippers or something. I don't know.
Yeah, huh?
Which it kind of does. I guess, you remember those little galoshes things that your dad would put on his shoes?
Yes, yeah. Yes.
And they call them rubbers.
Yes.
And we giggled.
Yes.
Yes, we did.
But Dad put his rubbers on again. It must be raining.
Still giggling.
It's so stupid and funny. Anyway. But now they use fancy names for that, but whatever. But I think they're called like zippers, and they're made in Akron. So they're literally named after galoshes, kind of.
Or rubber.
Huh? Rubbers.
They're named after rubbers. That's awesome. obviously, they have been stopped many times. Like, they've stopped the population.
Yes.
But they're a team that is just, from what I understand, they can't stop the run to save their life. Okay. But a lot of Iowa State fans that I've talked to, and then I actually read a couple articles, they're really concerned about this game. And I'm like, okay. But they say they always blow some kind of game like this every single year. And it's very concerning to the Cologne fans.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think they need to win this one if they want to realistically have a shot at a bowl game this year.
Yeah.
I would agree. This is one of those games you need to make a statement.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm going to talk really good about the Cyclones. And just because I picked them last week and because I'm talking nice, you know, no more little pats on the backs to me for supporting the Clones, because I'm not. I'm joking. I'll cheer for them once in a while. But Jacob Park last week, that he was so... by the way, I have a nickname for him now, too.
What is it?
I'm going to call him Super Freak.
Super Freak?
Super Freak. Just Super Freak.
Ow!
Yeah, yes, let's take that on the road.
But, you know, we should karaoke sometime, Colleen.
I'm in.
Boy.
Can you be my backup for Bust a Move? I've had several people try, and no one's really got it quite as
good. You want it. You got it, baby.
I love
it. You want it.
I love
baby.
That you it was. It. We,
Bring
should
it out.
We should karaoke sometime. Colleen, you can be my backup.
I know Mel's the star.
You can't sing AMC part. That's the rule. And I know, we really got off track.
All right, we are. We're digressing.
I'm sorry.
That's anyway, all right.
Well, you know, the Super Freak, you have to admit, he really calmed down the puck with some, you know, whatever Rick yeah. James uses. I mean, so I was like, he looks like Rick James, and he's smooth like Rick James. He was awesome last week. I was very impressed, and I think he looks like a guy that says, hey, I'm the quarterback, and I don't have to switch every other series.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
With somebody else.
You're right.
It's amazing the Weasel finally figured out that if you stick with one quarterback, you yeah. might have success.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's very interesting, very basic.
Yeah.
But I slammed Montgomery last week, and I'm taking that back. That kid's got some moves.
Yeah, he was really good. There's no doubt about it. I thought when he kind of took over there for a while, I thought we were done. I thought the mm-hmm. Hawks were done at that point. I really did.
I did, too. And that was just a fantastic game. I couldn't ask. I mean, God, I can't even. I wish it would happen again with the same outcome, obviously. But
yeah, sure.
The Cyclones look like a different team, bottom line. They're completely different than last year. And with Park and then, I mean, Hakeem Butler and Alan Lazard and... I'm actually excited to see how they're going to do the rest of the season.
I am mm-hmm. too. That receiving core, that offense
got
is really
a
good.
A lot of great weapons.
They sure do.
They do, and I'm excited. I mean, they tried to, you know, Wadley figured out quick that he could outrun ex-quarterback Joel Lanning.
Right.
And that was the key to some success, I think, for the Hawkeyes. But obviously that game's in the past, and the Cyclones have to move forward, and they have to make a statement game tomorrow. They're going to beat the Zips. Cyclone fans, don't worry about it. This is not a letdown game. This is their statement game, and I think that they're going to win big, and I think Montgomery's going to run for close to 200 yards tomorrow because of that defense.
All right. Very good. There you go. So she's predicting a happy weekend for all of us here that root for either Iowa or Iowa State, picking the Hawkeyes and the Clones this weekend, and she's 3-1 on the season so far. Mal the Sports Gal, again, follow her on Twitter at Mal Sports Gal, and on Facebook, look for her page, Mal the Sports Gal. You have a great weekend, Mal. Thanks.
Mal. Hey, you too, and go Dowling tonight, and I think Joaquin might beat you by a can of chickpeas, but Dowling's going to win the game.
All right, got it. Thank you. Thanks, Mal. Take care.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning. Star, winner 2.5.